America, the home of the free. But there are people making plans to change America. They've no respect for her, or what matters most to you. That's why I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. No, for the friends I have loved and lost.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is May 24th, 2021. Our show will be about current events from the past week. Events that made the news that perhaps shouldn't have, and items that didn't make the news that should have. I'll summarize it all for you in about a 30-minute segment. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord. Please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done in Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name. Amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, the circus doesn't end. Every week it's something new. It's hard to really keep tabs on it. I'm glad for a show like this, for I am able to jot down notes during the week and then summarize it all at the end of the week, because these things seem to rotate in and out of the news cycle awfully fast. And by the time a week later comes, most people have even forgotten what happened 5-6 days ago because they're so focused on what's happening currently. That's why these shows are a good source, also a good archive source to go back to and listen to. Basically, at the end of each year, you'll have 52 episodes, one per week, to give you the full synopsis of what was going on at that point in time. Voting machines in Fayetteville, Georgia. We're not counting the Republican votes. So once again, we've got this election nonsense on these votes. We've got the Maricopa County recount that's going on, the audit. The Democrats think that the Republicans are mad because their candidate Trump didn't win, and they're trying to allege voter fraud. So we need to remind them once again, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, the voting system didn't work. Not at the presidential level. Not only at the presidential level, I should say, but at the county, district, state, all these levels had nonsense and shenanigans going on. So they need to be corrected. Arizona and Georgia, and I think Michigan, Pennsylvania, and New York were the most alarming. But if we can start getting some of these states cleared up, we can move on to the other states, as I believe nonsense was going on in all 50 states. So now the ones found out in Fayetteville, Georgia. We're not counting Republican votes. So once again, it's not bipartisan. It's taking away votes from Republicans. So whether or not a person likes Donald Trump as a president, their votes for other Republicans didn't go through. were not getting counted. The Texas governor this last week prohibits mask mandates. This was done on May 21st. Now, he's going so far as to say there will be fines up to $1,000 if you're not following along on the rules. So, private companies can do all they want with having the mask mandates, but you've got to remember that fines will be imposed if you decide to keep those masks on or restrict service to folks wearing without wearing masks. Florida, much the same. Bloomingdale's this week canceled Chrissy Teigen. No more work with her because of her hateful tweets. Now, here's the interesting thing with Chrissy Teigen. She already left Twitter and made a big announcement saying she's jumping off social media because she can't stand it. Well, she dug her own hole, we have to remember, by all the things that she said, done, and posted, including inappropriate tweets and photos with children, underage kids, and whatnot. So she did get busted, and the easy way to go was just to cancel her account, and she did, and she pulled that down. Now she goes back on new account. Bloomingdale's says that we're cutting her off. So she's another one of those Chrissy Teigen. Don't even follow her. It's those people of the world, the Lady Gagas, the Madonnas, the Tom Hanks, the Oprah, the Ellen DeGeneres. It's the same people over and over. John Legend. These people keep making the news. And I think these folks have been handpicked by the deep state to keep people distracted, to keep the general public distracted with everyday life. Because if you ever talk to someone that's not awake, if you ever talk to someone that's still plugged into the mainstream, the very list of people I listed off are their heroes. They look up to them. They watch The View. They watch The Ellen Show. They watch the Joe Scarborough Show in the morning. They watch the mainstream news. They watch all the Tom Hanks movies. These are the people to begin your process to unplug your life from the mainstream. As a phrase there from The Matrix, to unplug and start following what's really going on in the world versus what you're being spoon-fed by your TV. So there again, Chrissy Teigen. Don't follow her in the first place, and you wouldn't have these issues. So it came out that George Soros donated $2 million in campaign funds to the Maricopa County sheriff that ultimately won and who's ultimately in charge of the Maricopa County audit recount. So guess who he's going to be loyal to? And so this is how this compromised the word called compromised all begins. People get donations, normal donations from people, $50, $100 here and there. These people don't care about that. They care about the big dollars. A donation comes in for $100,000. You're going to listen to what that person wants. You're going to go get a donation of $1 million. You're going to listen to what that person wants. You're going to get a donation of $2 million. You're basically owned. George Soros knew the Maricopa County vote results were going to be disputed and heavily contested. He needed to make sure that his guy got in there as the county sheriff, and he did. So it's not too much of a stretch of the imagination to know why this is all being stopped and blockaded and shut down in Maricopa. Legally, they have to do the audit and the recount. Legally, when it's done, the winner wins. The true winner wins. But we keep getting these blockades and things like this. And so keep in mind, when you get a $2 million donation like this, my first stop would be that county sheriff that's probably running the show and making sure things happen to please his controller. Yes, I said controller. You get $2 million in, you are owned by this person. You are compromised by this person. If this person doesn't like what you're doing, bad things happen. This sheriff, whether he's good or not, has to do what George Soros says. That's why we've got so many people compromised in compromising positions in large businesses, politics, judges, district, Supreme Court judges, all these people are compromised on the way up. Therefore, these things, the truth can never come out. This is just another example. A new social media platform for Trump will launch on July 4th. And so we know that Mike Lindell came out with his Frank Speech website for social media that no one can monitor, no one can censor, no one can deplatform. Trump's doing the same thing. That'll go live July 4th. The Rochester mayor in New York State, Rochester, New York, the mayor, there was a drugs warrant served at the house. Investigation was underway. The female mayor there for Rochester, it appears now that she's blaming this on her husband after they found 31 grams of cocaine in the house and more than one weapon. And of course, now she's going to try to blame this on the husband. Today, she came out and said that this is a political dirty trick. Politics are involved to try to take her down. I don't believe so. I don't believe this is the case. This is another dirty deep state player. An interesting note from Donald Trump came up this last week. He mentioned that the asset called Bank of America building in San Francisco, the Bank of America building in downtown San Francisco, the loan for $1.2 billion just closed on May 19th, announced Donald Trump. Now, why would he mention this? Very interesting communications once again. $1.2 billion just closed. He called that building an asset, Bank of America building. And so once again, these deep state players are buying and selling things that the general public doesn't hear about. This didn't make the news, so Donald Trump has to announce it. Urges the local public to look further into these things, to look further into the shenanigans. More news. Disney employees are arrested in a sex string. Dozens are busted. And so when people keep talking about saying that these Disney worker pedophiles, these Disney corporate folks pedophiles are just allegations and nonsense, you've got to give it another listen. This has been going on now for years, and these busts still keep coming up. There is truth to this. These are not random acts. The Disney Corporation, yes, they do work as a feeder program to bring children into TV, movies, commercials, radio, along with their game shows and all of their television networks, Mickey Mouse Club, things like that. They're bringing those kids in. Think of Britney Spears when she first came in and how they get her into the mix to be involved with deep state Illuminati type of activity. Now these sex stings are carried out and dozens are arrested. Like I said, not one or two, not three people arrested, dozens of employees at the Disney Corporation. Now my question is, why isn't this front page news in the newspapers? Why isn't this leading news on MSNBC, CNN, USA Today websites? Not good. Not good information. Also this week, that Trump made a statement about the Durham report. He made a statement saying, where is the Durham report? When will it be announced? And where is Durham? Now, this relates to the John Durham investigation. Durham was hired 2 years ago to take on a special investigation. We've never had closure on that yet. The mainstream media never looks back to say, hey, when are we going to get this? When will closure be coming? And so we never get this. Mainstream news doesn't cover it. And so guys like Lindell on his social media network and Donald Trump are forced on their new social media networks and things to get the information out there to the American public that are important. That Durham report is going to be explosive. Mainstream media hasn't said a word about it, not even a peep. He was hired 2 years ago. So the question is, where is the report? But the better question may be, where is Durham? I haven't seen him in the news at all. Now, this last week also, a video footage surfaced of a Black Hawk helicopter hovering near to the ground. It looked like a small town or a village or something, with a bunch of soldiers rappelling down to the earth. The tweet that showed this video says, what exactly is going on here? And it was interesting to read the comments because many said, oh, it was a training mission. It's a training exercise. And right away, those in the military with background said, no, this is not a training exercise. This is done in an active public square in a small town. Looks like it's in America, but who knows where it's from. These types of things are very interesting because this is not a training exercise. This isn't done, you know, to help train soldiers. This was an active event. So once again, what is this type of thing? On 5/21, Bloomberg News makes an announcement on May 21st that says that alludes to, in an opinion piece, I may reiterate, this was an opinion piece that says that we may get to a point one day where those who, quote, refuse the vaccine will be forced to get it. Watch how the news works here. They'll slowly bring in this gradual ideas, usually in the form of opinion pieces in mainstream news run by Operation Mockingbird folks, to just plant the seed. We're already getting those that do not get the vaccine as being shamed. If you don't wear the mask, you're shaming. You're getting the mask shaming, the COVID shaming, the vaccine shaming. And they're saying we might get to a point where those who don't want to take it or refuse to take it are going to be forced to, under the guise of we've got to keep everybody safe. This isn't about keeping anybody safe. We all know what's in that vaccine. And all we can do is stay the heck away from it. Interesting. But I think they're getting to the point where there's going to be set up such things as FEMA camps or re-education camps or indoctrination camps to educate folks that don't get the vaccine, to help turn them around that they do get the vaccine. This is the same stuff as the concentration camps in late 1930s Nazi Germany. This is the exact same. We'll re-educate you if you don't follow along. We'll fix you. This is the exact same thing. In North Carolina this last week, an operation found 150 children that were missing. Now, let me reiterate this, like the story before about the Disney workers. This isn't 5, 10, 12, 20 people. 150 missing children were found in an operation in North Carolina. Was this on the front page news? Was this on the news anywhere? Was this on the local newspaper above the fold? No, this kind of thing isn't, because in the mainstream world, this type of thing does not exist. Child trafficking, human trafficking, sex trafficking, missing children, abducted children. We're taught to believe that only weirdos and strange people and serial killers do these things. When the mainstream media finds out that this is going on in a large-scale operation by our own government, operatives of our own government are the people picking up these kids en masse, abducting these kids from playgrounds. This isn't a strange gentleman in a weird-looking van that's abducting the children. That, my friend, is very rare. Remember, in the month of October, in the state of Virginia, is when the most children go missing. Guess which month is the most popular in the Illuminati satanic groups for various, and in various cults for sacrifices and things like that? It's the month of October. And where is Virginia? Right next to D.C. Where are the bad guys? In D.C. All it takes is to look at the statistics. It's not that difficult to see what is going on here. Epstein Island, the same thing. The mainstream media is having us all believe that there were some weird sex orgies and some inappropriate things going on there. They haven't even touched on the deaths, the murders, and the sacrifices that were carried out at these locations. More than likely carried out by prominent politicians, judges, businessmen, and executives. This is the problem in the country. Not some strange lunatic serial killer and some strange creepy guy in the bad part of town. Our own very own people are committing the crimes, not the various onesie-twosie lone nuts that we hear about on true crime stories, you know, true crime network channels. John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, these types of guys, they glorify those kind of creeps, but this is going on a large, large scale. We're talking thousands of kids missing, hundreds of thousands of kids missing, millions of kids missing. There's not that many creeps out there abducting kids on that grand scale level. This is what the general public needs to understand. Now, speaking of Epstein, remember his Zorro Ranch in New Mexico? That ranch on about 10,000 acres of land in the desert? Zorro Ranch, huge piece of property. A local station in Albuquerque, New Mexico did a piece on trying to find the owner and the owners of who's got the deed to that land. It comes back to a company that doesn't exist. That leads back to an address in Florida that leads to someone living there with a child sex background in a criminal case. Being run by a bank that was fraudulently notarized the ownership of the land. So, to reiterate, there was not one or two illegal or criminal things that ties back to the land and the property of Epstein's location at Zorro, Ranch Zorro. But there is a problem with the notary. There was a problem with the signature. There's a problem with the company that owns it. The address doesn't tie back to a corporation. It ties back to an individual person. None of it ties back to Epstein. What it does tie back to is all of these various shell companies and front companies. These are set up on purpose, not by bad guys, not by criminals out there, but operations from wings of intelligence agencies and CIA-funded operations that are doing all this. Remember, Zorro Ranch does not relate to what was going on above the earth, on the land. That was horrific enough. But what's in those tunnels beneath the property? Just like Epstein Island. I don't care too much about what was going on above the earth on Epstein Island. For me, it was what was going on underground in the tunnels. And why was $29 million of cement poured in those tunnels to fill them up? Better yet, why wasn't any of this front page news? Rachel Maddow this week devoted an entire segment on QAnon and Lynn Wood, saying how crazy followers of 17 are, how crazy Lynn Wood is. We've covered this many times on this exact show. He's the guy to follow. He knows what's going on. Mike Lindell knows what's going on. Sidney Powell knows what's going on. General Flynn knows what's going on. Roger Stone knows what's going on. Those are the folks to watch, to keep a pulse on what they're doing. Chuck Woolery on Twitter. My goodness. Just to follow him in a one-week period will educate more than anything does on shows like this. Just follow the man. Very interesting things. Project Veritas announced that they will be coming forth with two new whistleblowers in social media. They are from Facebook. Two workers from Facebook, run by Zuckerberg, have come forward to say that they're going to announce, I think it's actually today, May 24th, Project Veritas is going to come forward with these two, announcing what these people have blown the whistle on, what's what it's like working with Facebook and how they're censoring people, whether the folks are right or wrong. They're deplatforming, censoring, blocking, and shutting down individual accounts, page accounts, and groups. And the followers and the group, those in these groups are very prominent groups that are actually indeed telling the truth. Now, back to Epstein. Remember the two prison workers who were monitoring him the night that he died? Folks were wondering how that happened. How could a suicide take place in the Metropolitan Correctional Facility there when he died? And they said, oh, we overslept. We missed it, but we did our rounds. And now they came out and said that they admitted that they falsified the logbook. They said they did their rounds. They never did. They were sleeping. Now, they worked a deal with the DOJ to avoid jail time for this. Now, the thing I'm going to focus on is this. How accurate is this story to begin with? Is this a distraction? Now, we know one thing for sure. Can an individual at the MCC hang themselves to begin with in a simple jail cell? No. Hanging by a bedsheet in a jail cell is something you hear about in the old movies, something you see in the movies, something you hear about. General population, once again, haven't been in a jail cell. They don't know what it's like. You cannot hang yourself. Nothing's tall enough, nothing's strong enough to support falling or jumping down off of a For the listeners, if you see a story about someone being hung or committing suicide in a jail cell, raise up your antenna. Right away, something's fishy. So we know Epstein did not kill himself in the jail cell. Was he killed at all? Possibly. Is he still alive? Possibly. Was he ever in the MCC to begin with? Probably, but maybe not. I think he was killed or he was smuggled out of there. I don't think two guards have anything to do with falling asleep or not making the rounds have anything to do with anything, but that's what's in the news. Disregard that. Whether the rounds were done or not, whether they were sleeping or not, is irrelevant. In a case like this, you use video surveillance. The video surveillance monitors were down that night. They went out. They weren't working. There's your tip-off that some shenanigans were going down. So, the story about the guards, any story about the guards, any report about the guards is irrelevant. Doesn't matter whether they were asleep or not, they altered the log books or not. I don't think they had anything to do with it. This is all orchestrated events. You are watching a movie. So I'm sure nothing will happen to these guys. I'm guessing that he was killed, and these individuals were told to look away as they escorted him out of the room, out of the jail, or whatever happened. We already saw footage of a body laying on a gurney that looked like Epstein, but does not resemble his face, nose, or ears. So we already have problems with the whole Epstein thing. So the story about the guards, I would consider that a moot point. It's had nothing to do with anything. We're being lied to. We're being lied to on a grand scale. Propaganda is being used forces to believe lies. Propaganda is used to get the general public to believe the lies. And the small percentage of us out there trying to wake up the general public are having the fingers pointed at us as the crackpots, the conspiracy crackpots. So keep those things in mind here. What we're trying to do is educate the people. We're trying to wake up the public. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation in End Times Ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com, bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, a big thank you to our patrons, donators, people donating. Appreciate it. Once again, my name is Dan Hennon. Today is May 24th, 2021. Thanks for listening. To rest.